Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's talk Dallas County. I'm Samantha Smith. Joining us today, Bob Wilson from the Perry Chamber. Bob, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Happy Burr Eve coming up in just a few hours at this point. Sounds like registration is going super well.
It is. The weather's shaping up nicely, and that's what happens this last few days is people wait on the weather. They're talking 40s, and that would be great. I know that's a little wind, but if there's wind, hopefully that means there's tailwind. So right. We'll just hope for that. Everything's shaping up. We're well over the 500 pre-registered mark now. And, you know, when I talk to people about that, a lot of people are like, that's all? Well, we have to remember that that's about 40% of people. So there's a large majority that just ride and enjoy our ride without registering, which we're not going to focus on, but we're going to thank those people that pay and support the ride. And again, you can register up until today for $25, and then after that, it goes up to 35 day of. Hotel Patee will be kind of the burst central in the morning. 7:30 will open registration. Lions Club breakfast there, and that is open to the public. That's open to locals. You come down and support the local Lions Club. This is one of their largest fundraisers as well. We'll have shirts for sale while they last. We got a limited selection of hats. We're going to sell out of merchandise. So this is my goal. It is the 40th year. I'd like to sell everything we have for one time. And then 41, we can start over and kind of get all kinds of new stuff. So we're going to do that throughout the morning. There'll be opportunities to listen to Big Red Radio down in the streets of Willis. They will be blocked off the north side of the boulevard the entire morning. There's going to be a large number of riders. It'll be very congested. So if you are coming down, parking is going to be very hard to find. Drive slow, please, but maybe park a few blocks away and walk in. I know that's it adds to the event. I mean, it's great downtown. It's packed. It's really tight. It's just really fun to be a part of. So we'll do that. The ride starts at 10 a.m. We'll be led out by the fire department up 2nd Street to Park Street. They turn left there and then head out north on 144, their First Avenue. All the way out halfway through, they're going to have a Hy-Vee chocolate stop. Like always, I talked to Larry Vodnik and the great people at Hy-Vee. They're ready to go. Mike Mace, thanks for letting us borrow that land for a moment. You know, and then we go into Rippey. Lots of stuff to do into Rippey. There's a beer tent by the Volunteer Fire Department, Rippey Lions Club, who's a Burr sponsor of ours. We'll have the Hot Beef Sundays, the Methodist Church. We're going to ask them to come back before about 2 o'clock at the latest. Public safety reasons, you know, there is a chance of light snow in the evening there. So we want you back, and we want you to come back to Perry to enjoy some tunes at the Hotel Patee, maybe enjoy some tunes at the Crooked Rail. The Otley Cat's going to have some specials going on. I know throughout town there's other opportunities. Check out the retailers, too. Work this way or work this opportunity as an ambassador for Perry. So if you see a rider that's maybe looking for some directions or some opportunities to eat or whatever it is, take advantage and really showcase Perry. I talked to a lady from, I think we talked about this the other day, Michigan. She's now staying in a local hotel, which is great. She's coming by herself. She's never done this before. She's so excited. And, you know, we've sold her on every restaurant and retailer and anything in between. So we have riders from Minnesota, Michigan, Wisconsin. I think there was a Missouri. There's a couple from Nebraska. So it's all over the place, and we're really ready to do this. Thanks to the sponsors for doing this. Thanks to the City of Perry for letting us host this great ride. This is number 40. That's a huge, huge accomplishment. It's a great tradition, and it wouldn't be possible without the residents and the citizens to support it and let us do it and actually talk about it and promote it. So I had a great conversation with one of the founders of Mr. Jim Wallstrom the other day. And I just want to thank him and Dennis Hurley and anybody else that was involved for sitting around in the office. That's where this conversation started. The folklore is a bar. That is not true. The conversation started in an office to bring more people to Perry. And that's absolutely what it's doing. And that's why we continue the tradition. So thanks to those gentlemen for their genius idea and their craziness as well.
Absolutely. Let's talk about safety reminders. I know last week when we talked, it was obviously a helmet's a good idea, especially, you know, when you're riding on pavement with a bunch of people. What other things can people remember?
You know, just take time to remember that there's other people out there. That's what we encourage. Have fun. Ride at your own pace. Take the opportunity to enjoy the scenery. Stop on the side of the road for some partying, hanging out, fellowship, whatever you want to call it. A helmet's a must. As far as winter gear, gloves and something to keep your toes warm. I know it's 40 degrees, but it's windy out there, something to cover your face. But just on the driver's side, slow down. If you do need to take any car on the route, just give them plenty of room. They're going to try to move over. They will be in such a pack. I understand they probably won't move over at times enough for you, but just let's all work together. Be good neighbors. You know, slow down. It's just one day. We're only going to do this for a day, and we'll all make it together. So let's be good neighbors and really welcome these burr riders, and let's have some fun. And that's the whole point is just have a good time.
And whether it's locals or people coming back from riding, I guess, their butt off, so to speak, in the cold a little bit, there's a couple things that people can do once they get back to town.
Yeah, and you know what? Actually, tonight, kicking off, Tony Bonenkamp's at the Hotel Pathé. Tony is an amazing musician from the Des Moines area, has played with a number of bands. He's in the Dueling Pianos, a band or two, and he's one of those musicians that you can kind of call out basically any tune, and you try to stump him, and he can usually play it. So it's going to be in the hotel ballroom. That's tonight kicking off. The hotel's pretty darn near full with the rooms, so that's a great opportunity to meet some of these great riders. Post-ride tomorrow, downtown, the Crooked Rail will have live music starting about 6 o'clock. DMAC will, the Skills USA group will have a concession stand down there right in front of DMAC. That's an opportunity to go support another local group. The Hotel Pathé out front will have Jason Wallsmith and Brad Sandenfield from about 12:30 to 5, I believe, is what they're playing. 12:30 to 4:30, somewhere in that. There's opportunities up and down the street, lots of stuff to do. I know the Boy Scouts are having a meal at the end of the evening from 5 to 7. Jump on in that as well. And I know there's a turkey fry or whatever it is down in Minburn. So there's plenty of opportunity to experience not only Burr, but other organizations and community events.
Very good. Anything else, Bob, you'd like to add?
We'll see you on Burr.
That's today's Perry Fairway. Let's talk Dallas County. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. We'll have more local news and information coming up next on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.